Sir Charles was going to London on the next day, and Barrymore, his butler, was packing his suitcases. By midnight, Barrymore was worried that Sir Charles had not returned, so he went to look for him. He found the door of the hall open. The day had been rainy and wet, so Barrymore saw the prints left by Sir Charles's shoes as he had walked down the alley. Halfway down the alley is a gate which leads to the moor. There were signs that Sir Charles had stood there for some time. Barrymore followed the footprints to the far end of the alley, and there he found Sir Charles's body. Barrymore reported something interesting about the footprints. He said that they changed between the moor gate and the end of the alley. As far as the moor gate, there was a whole footprint for each of Sir Charles's steps. After he passed the gate, only toe prints could be seen. Barrymore thought Sir Charles had walked on his toes. A man called Murphy, who buys and sells horses, was not far away at the time of Sir Charles's death. He had been drinking a lot of beer, but he says he heard cries. He's not sure where they came from. Dr. Mortimer was called to look at Sir Charles's body. There were no signs that Sir Charles had been murdered, but Dr. Mortimer did not recognize his friend's face. The whole shape of it was changed. However, this often happens with deaths which are caused by weak hearts. When Dr. Mortimer looked at the body, he found that this was in fact what had happened. Sir Charles's weak heart had failed, and this had caused his death. Everyone hopes that the new head of the Baskerville family will move quickly into the hall. Sir Charles's good work must go on. The new head of the Baskerville family will be Sir Henry Baskerville, if he is still alive and if the lawyers can find him. He is the son of Sir Charles Baskerville's younger brother, who died some years ago. The young man has been living in the USA. The Baskerville lawyers are trying to contact him to tell him about his good fortune. Dr. Mortimer put the newspaper back into his pocket. Those are the official facts about the death of Sir Charles. They are the facts that everyone knows, Mr. Holmes, he said.